listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, 4 days away for an important number because the Browns going for their fourth straight win this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And I want to invite you to paint the town Browns this Friday. Each and every Friday, as a matter of fact, wear your favorite Browns gear to work or school on Fridays throughout the season. Send us your photos using the hashtag WeAreCleveland.
Can I go to Twitter here?
You may.
So, thank you. Got a tweet here from, and it was also sent, I know, to ESPN, at ESPN Cleveland, but at Aaron Kaminsky 25. This is an interesting take. He says, you think the $62 million that the league gave the Browns for the stadium improvements, right? The $62 million
yeah.
we talked about in yesterday's show because the league meetings were going on in the quarterly meetings in Washington, D.C. He said, do you think that that guaranteed the Browns to play in London next year? I say yes, and it will be against the Jags. This is, well, I don't know what their...
There are three games in London.
No, I'm just trying to think of the opponent because you have to play your actual scheduled opponent.
Right.
I mean, you can't. They don't make opponents together. You have to actually already have an opponent, which the Browns do. And I'd have to look at the 2014 matchups. But the point is, that is a real possibility because that money is given, and just like you get a stadium built, you get a Super Bowl. You get money to get your stadium fixed. You tell the league, hey, maybe we'll go out there and play in London, which is the thing that teams don't love to do.
I think it's going to be Hard Knocks.
And that's the other one.
I think it's going to be Hard Knocks next year.
That would be so cool. I'm rooting for that.
I think we think it would be cool. I think coaches don't like it.
Coaches
I don't think
hate
they
it.
Hate it. But
Chud, did you hear what Chud said about it today? Chud said, I'm not a big Hard Knocks guy, and he kind of like, and I'm focused on the Lions. He gave the political answer, but he hates it. That's why the league says we're going to force it down your throat.
Absolutely.
But with the caveats, right? If you're a first-year head coach, they won't pick them.
No, but he'll be.
And if you've made the playoffs
in either of the last 2 years.
I think you have to make it back-to-back years, I thought I read. But
I don't know. Either way.
The point being that you're getting attention already as a high-profile team. So this is for the lower-profile team. Cleveland fits the bill. Just like the Bengals have had this, it should be here.
We like it. Of course we'll like it.
Tripping over those cameras.
I think it is very, very possible that it will be the Browns next year. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think they just said, hey, look, we just hooked you up with 62 mil.
I think it's Hard Knocks and London.
It could be both.
It could be both.
It would be cool.
Not that we're looking, you know, for an excuse to take CBD to London.
No, but I mean
that would be a fun broadcast. What time? When would we be doing?
We'll go to Big Ben.
Yeah, real early.
The Eye of London.
Middle of the night.
We'll do the show inside the Eye of London as we're going around in circles.
Seven. I think we'd start at like 6 a.m. there, something like that. If I got my math right, 6-7 o'clock.
No, we'd be good ahead.
No,
so it'd be
no.
7 at night.
I'm sorry, 7.
7 at night.
No. Oh yeah, 7 at night there, 1 p.m. here.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's great.
That would be awesome. We'll have dinner.
Then we'll go to the pub.
And then go out and have a couple of...
Pint of Guinness?
Pints.
Yeah.
You ever have beer?
I'm in.
You've been to England?
Of course.
The beer is like motor oil. It's great. It's the thickness of motor oil.
Oh, yes. Some sludge.
Yeah.
And everything costs...
And it's warm. But you go... We stayed at a place... When I was covering the Bills, they played in... that was then the preseason game there. And... it was Dave Vitale playing the music. They were playing a preseason game there against the Eagles. This was during the Bills Super Bowl run. And we stayed at the Intercontinental, and a bar right across the street from the Intercontinental purposely served the coldest beer I've ever had in my life. And the reason was, they said, because mostly Americans stay over at the Intercontinental, was the hangout for everybody, every Bills person you knew. If you wanted to find them, if you couldn't find them in the hotel, they were at this place, this pub that was unlike any basic English pub because they were serving the coldest beer because they said, we know you Americans like
your
have
cold beer.
And guess what? We did, and we do. hey, Eric Martin. Eric Martin is a linebacker, of course, for the Browns, and he's been a special teams ace for this team. He's really helped out in that area. Very important on the blocking that he helped along with others. I think there were 9 blocks on that touchdown return by Travis Benjamin. So our own Jameer Howerton got a chance to sit down with him today. Jameer, take it.
Thanks, Vic. Well, Eric, we haven't had a chance to really catch up with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But overall, how's everything been coming along for you so far?
It's been good, just, you know, learning the system, trying to find a spot, you know, for me to fit in and, you know, help this team as much as I can.
Fitting in is definitely not the issue, because on special teams, you guys have been playing extremely well. Just talk about how you guys have really come along, you know, over the course of these 5 weeks.
We've been getting better each week. Just working with Coach Tate and all of them, trying to grab onto the scheme of things and learn. You know, every week is a new week and a new beginning. No matter how good you did the week before, you know, the next week is what matters. So just getting ready for this week. You know, we had a good week last week, and we got to come off and do the same thing this week.
Travis Benjamin was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. What does that mean to you guys as a unit?
That he get all our credit. No, it's all good though. I'm proud of him. We was able to get him to be Special Teams Player of the Week. That, you know, that's a big accomplishment for all of us, and I'm sure gladly for him. So hopefully, you know, he can build upon that and, you know, do it again this week.
Last week's win was won by all three phases of the game. When you look at all the adversity that this club has gone through over the past 5 weeks, what does it say about this team to see the way you guys have fought back and have not allowed that to be a distraction?
It shows that, you know, that we're a team to beat, you know, that we got to come out there and do, you know, we come out there and we do our job and we do everything we got to do. And even though, you know, we had our backs pinned against the wall for a little bit, we was able to come out swinging and, you know, make a stretch. So we're going to try to keep this stretch and, you know, try to keep it going and keep battling every week, because it's consistency. You know, consistency leads to success. You know, you got to be consistent with what you do every day in and day out. You can't let, you know, outside factors get to you. You got to just keep coming back and keep grinding.
Eric, I know it's early on in the preparations, but what have you seen from this Detroit Lions special teams unit as a whole?
They're a great team. Most, it's the NFL, so everybody's good. So you can't come out there, you know, and let your guard down. You got to come out there and keep battling like every week. That's how it is. You know, it's the National Football League. It's nothing higher than this. It's as high as it goes. So, you know, everybody's getting paid to do it. So everybody got to go out there like they get paid to do it.
What's that one thing that you're working on this week?
Technique, more technique, you know, keeping my technique, trying to, you know, just go out there and just play my game, you know, go out there and do it the way they want me to do it, and then I just do it to the best of my ability.
Well, good luck to you this week, Eric.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And that was a fun little interview with Eric. I love the comment he made about Benjamin getting all the credit, but I know he was joking about that, but it tells you, too, about the camaraderie of that group.
It certainly does. And let me say this. As we sit here 5 weeks into the season, I think one of the MVPs of the Cleveland Browns doesn't wear a helmet, but it is special teams coach Chris Tabor. Because when you think about the fact that this was a team that changed over the entire bottom of its roster, a lot of guys who are working now on special teams less than a week before the season opened for this team, that has not only been not a liability, but a strength of this team. You think about the Benjamin punt return this past week, the two punt returns directly lead to 10 points, help solidify this victory for the Cleveland Browns. You think about the two trick plays on special teams run against the Minnesota Vikings, the punt and the field goal leading to a touchdown to Jordan Cameron. Those were massive plays. This special teams unit has been better than I think we could have ever hoped, given the turnover and what he was going to have to do in such a short period of time. I mean, there wasn't even a kicker on this team right before the first week. So Chris Tabor, kudos to you. A tip of the cap, my friend, for making this Brown special teams unit very, very special.
Yeah, Chris Tabor, Sean Maniga, both doing a tremendous job with that special teams unit. And Coach Jedzinski acknowledged that today, too, in his news conference, which I'm glad he did, because they've contributed to about three. You could say the three wins that this team has, three of them were all special teams driven in one way or another. They had some key role in that outcome.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a national look at this team. We talked about the spotlight that could be on the Browns with the possibility of Hard Knocks. We're just throwing that out there. Wishful thinking maybe on our part. But USA Today is here through the game this Sunday against the Lions. Jim Corbett, who covers the NFL for USA Today, does a great job of it. He's going to come in studio at about 2:15. We want to get into your calls, too. 216-578-0850. Give us some of your thoughts on what's coming up, what's going down with this Browns team. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a Football Wednesday on ESPN 850 WKNR. Right back where we start.